Hello.
My name is Shamika, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Yes, this is Cheryl Shorter.
How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I was trying to file my unemployment, but I work a part-time job. And I was just trying to see my eligibility. My full-time employer, my employee fired me on July the 2nd, and I worked 24 hours a week at the Salvation Army. So I was trying to see whether or not I was eligible for unemployment.
Usually we would just tell the claimant to file the claim and then let the system decide.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let me see. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Sorry for the wait, be just a moment.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the same questions maybe three times. Please bear with me. What is your social security number?
417-940-449.
All right, ma'am. Please spell your first and last name for me.
Cheryl, Cheryl Shorter, Shorter.
Social Security number?
417-940-449.
Date of birth?
January the 4th, 1961.
License number?
5706631.
Mother's maiden name?
Millhouse. Millhouse.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Language questions. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, I have no for that answer. And when once you give me an answer, I'm going to give you that same. I'm going to repeat your answer. And if I get it wrong, just let me know.
Okay.
Fraud acknowledgement. I have two statements. Let me know if you understand the statements or not. First statement of the fraud acknowledgement. It says, I understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentations in the connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you understand that statement?
Yes.
Okay, I have yes for that answer. Next statement says, I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. And could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand that statement?
Yeah.
I have yes for that answer. Okay. Okay, past employment information. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
I have no for that answer. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
I have no for that answer. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
I have no for that answer. Okay, TRA notification. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
I have no for that answer. Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
I have no for that answer. Personal information. Do you have a suffix on your name? Something like junior, senior, the first, the second, the third, and so on?
No.
Okay, I have none for that answer. Please spell your first name for me.
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Yes, ma'am, I have C-H-E-R-Y-L. Do you have a middle initial?
Aura.
Yes, ma'am, I have R. And I spell your last name for me.
Shorter, S-H-O-R-T-E-R.
Yes, ma'am, I have S-H-O-R-T-E-R. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
I have no for that answer. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
I have no for that answer. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
I have no for that answer. What is a contact information? What is a good contact number for you?
Area code 205-613-2376.
Yes, ma'am. I have 205-613-2376.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Here. Okay, personal information continued. What is your date of birth?
January 4th, 1961.
Yes, ma'am, I have 01-04-1961. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is your mother's maiden name, and please spell it for me?
Millhouse, M-I-L-L-H-O-U-S-E.
Yes, ma'am. I have M-I-L-L-H-O-U-S-E. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. Is it an Alabama's driver's license?
Yes.
I have yes for that answer. Is it the same driver's license number you gave me before?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I got it. All right. Let's see. Okay, demographics questions. What is your race?
African American, black.
Yes, ma'am. Ethnicity, is it Hispanic, non-Hispanic, or no response?
Non-Hispanic.
I have non-Hispanic. Gender female, is that correct?
Female, yes.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Yes, ma'am, I have 12. Great. Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I have yes for that answer. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
I have no for that answer. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
I have no for that answer. Okay. Residential address. What is your residential address?
116 Lewis Drive, Puretown, Alabama, 35023.
Okay, give me just one moment. Okay. Is your residential country the United States of America?
Yes.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay. I have yes for that answer. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, for the address, I have 116 Lewis Drive, Hueytown, Alabama, 35023.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Occupation questions. What was your occupation?
I was the intake coordinator.
Intake coordinator?
Intake, I-N-T-A-K-E.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Give me just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it doesn't have that on here. Okay,
it's like social service.
You say it's like social services.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what exactly did you do?
It was a drug rehabilitation, and I did the intake on all new incoming clients.
Yes, ma'am. So social services. Okay. Okay, so it's not, okay, it's the social service director? No?
No, I would just say, because when COVID came, they consider
mm-hmm.
us workers. So I would just say social worker.
Social worker, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Okay, I wonder why that should be on there. Be just a moment, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, community. Is that no? Center director, social service director. Is that it?
Well, let's just put that there because it's social service, but I wasn't a director.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. A social service worker. Let me just one moment. Let me look at this other stuff. Says addiction therapist, counselor, certified abuse addiction counselor. I'm still looking.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. So you aren't a counselor or anything, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. No, I'm not.
Okay, so case work aid.
Work. Yeah, exactly. You could say that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No.
Okay, I have no further answer. It says select your occupation you are seeking to work.
I work at Salvation Army part-time, and it's a homeless shelter.
So you would like to work at a homeless shelter?
Uh-huh, continue social service work. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, give me just one moment.
Okay.
So you would like to go into still a casework aid?
Yes, yes.
So it says, give me just one moment. It says, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, union information. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
I have no for both of those answers. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right, I have no for that answer. Okay, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
I have yes for that answer. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
I have yes for that answer. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
I have no for that answer. Okay. It says, please choose the reason you are unable to work.
There's no reason.
It says, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I put no for that answer.
I'm physically and mentally able to work.
Okay, so you want me to answer yes for that question?
Yes,
ma'am. I have yes for that answer. All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
15 or 50?
50.
Yes, ma'am. I have 50. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I guess I'll say the lowest is 12.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment. Okay, I have $12. And then, are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
I have no for that answer. Do you own a business?
No.
I have no for that answer. Do you work for yourself?
No.
I have no for that answer. Okay, are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
I have no for that answer. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
I have no for that answer. Okay, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
I have no for that answer. Out-of-state employment question. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2023?
No.
Okay. I have no for that answer. Payment options. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Do I have to?
It says, do you choose to? It has yes or no. You don't have to.
No.
Okay. I have no for that answer. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Yes, ma'am. And account type, checking or savings?
Checking.
Yes, ma'am. I have checkings. What is your routing number?
My routing number is 26208651.
Yes, ma'am. Please confirm that routing number.
26208651.
Yes, ma'am. And bank account number?
758-1658-410.
Please confirm that number.
758-1658-410.
All right, one moment. Okay, ma'am, employer information. It says from the list below, choose your last employer. The name of your employer may appear differently than you expect. Refer to your check stub or W-2s for complete employer's name. And what's the name of your last employer?
Fellowship House.
Let's see. Okay, Fellowship House, Inc.?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, ma'am, what is... Okay, employer separation information. It says employer's name. You said Fellowship House, Inc. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your work location city?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Just a moment. Okay, what's your work location state?
State?
Yes, ma'am. It's for the recording.
Alabama.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, I have Alabama. I have Birmingham for the work location city. And employer separation information, what is your employer's phone number?
Area code 205-933. 2430.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I have 205-933-2430.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And what is your employment start date?
It was September the 14th, 2017.
Okay. Well, give me just one moment. I'm going to go. You said September the 17th.
The 14th.
14th. Yes, ma'am. I have September the 14th, 2017. That will be 09-14-2017. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, last day that you work, and this is the last day that you physically worked. What was the last day that you worked?
The last day that I worked was, hold on one minute.
Yes, ma'am. The last day that you were actually there, the last day that you physically worked.
June the 27th.
Yes, ma'am.
June 27th, 2024.
Yes, ma'am. I have 06/27/2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Employer separation information. Why are you no longer working?
They let me go. They fired me.
Yes, ma'am. And it says select a specific reason you're no longer working.
They say to protect the clients was the reason they let me go.
Okay. I have a list of a list that I have to read to you
okay.
so that you can choose one. And
okay.
Let's see. Okay, now I have more than one list, okay?
Okay.
And so I'm going to read the discharge list first.
Okay.
Okay, first one is misconduct. Next one is dishonest or criminal act. Next one is positive drug test. Next one is refuse to submit or cooperate with drug test. Next one is falsified records. Next one is tardiness. Next one is absenteeness. Next one is absent without notice to employer. Next one is insubordination. The next one is reporting under the influence intoxicated. Next one is unsatisfactory work. Next one is violation of company policy. Okay? And then I have another list I need. Here's another list that says other instead of being fired or discharged. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So this list says strike or lockout. Next one is work part-time. The next one is disciplinary suspension. The next one is a leave of absence. The next one is loss of license. The next one is reduction in force. The next one is lack of transportation. The next one is reorganization and restructuring. The next one is laid off as no work is available. The next one is corporate downsizing. The next one is no reason given.
What was that first one you said, disciplinary action?
Disciplinary suspension.
Yeah, let's just say that because they said.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then suspension information. I need the name and the title of the person who discharged you.
Okay. His name is Dante. I don't know what Dante's last name. Hold on. Dante. I'm sorry. Okay.
No problem.
Holly, Dante, D-A-N-T-E, Holly, H-O-L-L-E-Y. He's the HR.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Give me just one moment. Okay. All right, ma'am. And the date of your suspension.
The date of my suspension was July the 2nd.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I have July the 2nd, 2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. What is the reason, what reason did the employer give you for suspension?
They say to protect the client.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment.
Okay.
All right, I have to protect the client. What was the final incident that caused your suspension?
It was a verbal altercation with my supervisor.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment. All right, ma'am, I have, it was a verbal altercation with my supervisor. Give me just one moment here. Sorry for the wait.
That's okay.
All right. Did you commit the act that the employer alleges?
No.
Okay, I have no for that answer. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your suspension?
Well, they called me and asked me to give my scenario of what I thought happened, but apparently it didn't work, so they let me go.
Okay, you said they called you and?
Well, she texted me and asked me, can I send her my version of what happened?
Oh.
The director did.
Okay. Okay. Just one more. Okay, so I have down here, she texts me and asks me to send her. Oh. Oh, no. I put something out of place. Okay. She texts me. Where did that come from? She texts me and asks me to send her
my version.
Okay, so that's where that came from,
mm-hmm.
of what happened. Okay, I have that. And let's see what this is. Suspension information, beginning date, ending date of suspension. What's the beginning date of your suspension?
June 27th.
June 27th. 2024,
mm-hmm.
is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. And ending date of suspension?
July 2nd, 2024.
That's not a, it doesn't have it. July, let me see what.
Well, she stopped me from coming into work. They sent me home that Thursday, the 27th. I didn't go back in to the 2nd, and that's when they fired me.
Let's see, you said July the 2nd, 2024?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have 07-02-2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
Says ending date of suspension. All right. It said it must be July the 8th or our future date. So it basically, you don't have an ending of the suspension, do you?
No.
So would you like to choose another date or either go back and choose another reason? Reason,
well, the suspension date was June 27th, 2024, and then they fired me on July 2nd.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so this is what I'm figuring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm figuring that you can't use the temporary. What did we put on there? Temporary suspension, or disciplinary suspension. So I'm thinking that we can't use that.
Yeah, it wasn't temporary.
I mean, no, disciplinary.
Oh.
Mm. I'm thinking that we can't use that because you don't have a definite date that your suspension is over.
Oh, okay. So what about they fired me. Dismissed
okay.
me. That's all I can say.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, all right. Let's see. All right, I'm going to read from the list of the discharge. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to do this again. Okay, misconduct. Dishonest.
Let's do
misconduct.
Misconduct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and then it was you said Dante Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and date of discharge?
Date of discharge was July 2nd, 2024.
Okay, July 2nd, 2024. I have that. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge? You said that you have a verbal altercation with your supervisor. Okay. Okay, and I had a verbal altercation with my supervisor. Okay, and then said, what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge? And then you said that she texted me and told me to send a version
of what happened, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Did you commit the act that the employer alleges?
No.
Okay, I have no for that answer. Any prior warnings for the same or similar acts?
No.
I have no for that answer. Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work?
No.
Vacation pay?
No, I didn't have any.
Okay. Sick pay?
No, they don't pay for that.
Yes, ma'am. I have no for both of those. Holiday pay?
No holiday pay.
Okay, I have no for that.
I don't think I'm getting anything. I asked, but I hadn't heard back from them.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer? Do not include
no.
severance or Social Security benefits.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. I have no for that answer. Okay, I have a disclaimer. Give me just one moment. All right, ma'am. I have a disclaimer. Okay. It says you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that all of the and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match earnings that you provide with the wages reported by your employer. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties. There is a statement. It says, I certify that all of my answers are true and correct. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. First name, please spell it for me.
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Yes, ma'am. I have C-H-E-R-Y-L. Last name.
Shorter. SHORTER.
Okay, give me just one moment. I already have this other information. Okay. Okay, based upon your background, I'm going to read a list out to you. And then please answer the question after I finish with the list. Okay, based upon your background, what county is 9644 43rd Avenue? Is it Barber, Marion, Marshall, Talladega? I have never been associated with this address.
I've never been associated with. Give me the zip code again.
It doesn't have the zip code. It says that the addresses listed may be partial, misspelled, or contain minor numbering variations from your actual address. It said, based upon your background, what county is 9644 43rd Avenue?
Never been associated.
Yes, ma'am. I have never been associated. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Is it Everlasting Impressions International? It's like it says, Magna Holdings, or OB, or Spring Valley Heights Association, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Yes, ma'am. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Birmingham or Auburn or Florence or Decatur or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Yes, ma'am. I have Birmingham. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 11 East Robertson Court, or 120 Mitchell Young Road, or 2014th Avenue Southwest, or 48 Gregg Avenue, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've never been associated with any of those addresses. Is that the Fellowship, 1625 12th Avenue South? Did you say 12th Avenue South?
I said 2014th Avenue South.
Oh, no. None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 3000 Summit View Circle Southeast or 2301 Winona Drive Southwest or 707 Church Avenue Southwest? Or 939 41st Street North, or I had never been associated with any of these addresses.
939 41st Street
North.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 352 Southwest.
Yes, ma'am. It says the address is listed may be partial, misspelled,
okay,
or contain minor numbering variations from the actual,
yes,
address. So you say the 939. Yes, ma'am. All right. I have three statements that I need to read to you. So please respond by I agree or disagree. All right.
Okay.
First statement says, I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yes, ma'am. Next one says, I certify under the penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in the connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Next statement says, I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook called the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. I agree for all three statements. All right, ma'am. Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim application closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. This unemployment claim that we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of our Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabama Works.
Yes, ma'am. Works with an S. WORKS. Dot Alabama again. Dot GOV.
Yes,
ma'am.
You spell Alabama out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits.
Okay.
An information booklet called the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits.
Okay.
Very important information. The process that you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You must file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at this toll-free number. The toll-free number is 1-800-752-7389. I repeat, 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday as early as 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay. 5 p.m. on Friday.
Yes, ma'am. No later.
No later.
Then 5
okay.
p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. No. Yes, ma'am.
I'm right.
Okay. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m., whether filing online or by telephone. You will need to remember your PIN. I'm going to give you your PIN number after we finish this, okay?
Okay.
Whether filing, okay. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet, and there are exceptions to work search requirements, and they are made for the following. First exception is active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Another exception is employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. Another exception is claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-3600. 4524. I repeat, 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
You can call Sunday through Thursday.
Sunday.
You have through Thursday.
I have it. I'm sorry. I was just writing everything.
I know. Yes, ma'am. But then the thing about that is you can call at 5 o'clock, but you have to call at 5 o'clock. 5:01 will be a little too late to schedule a callback appointment for assistance.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's the inquiry line. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit our local Alabama Career Center. Did you understand everything I read to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. All right. This is our transaction number. Just in case you have to call the inquiry line or talk to anyone and they say that they don't see a claim on you. Yes, ma'am. This transaction number is 4-8-9. Yes, ma'am. 9-7.
Mm-hmm.
07.
Mm-hmm.
605. Yes, ma'am. That's 4-8-9-7-07-605.
Okay. So
yes, ma'am.
Is that the log in to be able to do my filing, my weekly report on the porter?
No, ma'am, not that one.
Okay.
Let me see here. It says, thank you for submitting your initial claim. Now, this is your claimant. This is your PIN number, okay? Please don't lose this PIN number because every time you call in or you do your weekly certification, you're going to need these 4 numbers.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It is 1208.
1208. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then in order for you to be able to get into your claimant portal, I'm going to go ahead and give you your claimant ID, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to spell it out for you, and then I'm going to give you the numbers, all right?
Okay.
Okay. CLAIMANT.
MANT. Okay.
And then space ID. It's your claiming ID.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Now this is your number. It's
1-3-8-3-9-8-6. 8-6.
Yes, ma'am. So if you go into your, do you need the website where you can go and try to get into your portal?
I think, go ahead and give it to me.
Yes, ma'am.
www.
No. You can just type in, well, I'm going to give you the whole thing. It is HTTPS.
HTTPS. Uh-huh.
/.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the important part. A as in apple. D as in dog. O as in Oscar. L as in Larry. dot A L A
A L A
B A M A dot G O V.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a backslash. Okay, so if you put in that adol.alabama.gov, it should pull up, and then you're looking for your claimant portal.
Okay, the claimant portal.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then when you go into that claimant portal, it's going to be an African-American lady. She's going to have a blazer on with a white shirt. And then it's going to say sign in.
Okay.
And you push that button, and then you keep pushing sign in on each page until it comes to whether they want you to sign in with Apple, Google, or Microsoft. And if you can't sign in with that, it's going to have like a blue writing under there. It says trouble signing in. You push that, then you're going to put in your social security number. And that four digit numbers that I gave you that you have to call in with every week.
Okay.
All right.
Trouble signing in, and that's the help desk.
Yes, ma'am. That is going to direct you to a page. It's going to only allow all you have to do is just put in your social security number. And that four-digit PIN that I gave you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. It was so nice talking to you. You was great.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, if it's nothing else, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.